The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 508. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am your host, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. Before I get started, I want to ask you a question, and do you have a story to tell? So Pub Songs and Stories is our companion podcast, and I share the stories behind the songs of musicians, mostly Celtic ones, but I also love your stories about songs you've connected to on this podcast. So if you have a story idea, email me, mark@markgunn.com. That's M-A-R-C-G-U-N-N. Put Pub Story in the subject, and perhaps I'll ask you to record your story. The latest episode features stories by Laughing Jack and Turf Fires, and there's some Star Wars Day fun. You can listen to Irish Refugees on Star Wars Days right now. And next time, there's an aha moment from about Star of the County Down. And the show comes out every 2 weeks. Listen to Pub Songs and Stories at pubsong.net. And let me know, what is your story? We kicked off the show with Avery Levine with the Dusty Miller and Michael Dwyers from their album Lonesome City. Next up is Hugh Morrison with Inveresk House and Lochaber Gathering from his album Feet to the Floor. Thank you.
A great big sea hove in Long Beach, right below diddly lido. A great big sea hove in Long Beach, and Granny Snook, she lost her speech to be right below diddly ido. A great big sea hove in the harbor, right below diddly lido. A great big sea hove in the harbor, hove right up to Keyhole's Pollard to be right below diddly ido. Mother, I want a sack, right below diddly-diddly-lido. Oh, dear mother, I want a sack with beads and buttons all down the back to be right below diddy-id. Me boot is broke, me frock is tore, right below diddly-diddy-lido. Me boot is broke, me frock is tore, but Georgie Snooks I do adore to be right below diddy-id. Low and flour is high, right below diddly-diddy-lido. Fish is low and flour.
ships return to their port. And my fair love, I fear my time is short. So many days since the sun broke the sky. What if, my love, it's time to say goodbye? The captain that I am may drive me mad. This promised life can be so sad. I stare cold as I grip the pulling wheel and say a prayer for the sails and the keel. And I've been crying just for you. Yes, I've been crying just for you. How I wish to see it didn't bear the truth. Oh, I've been crying just for you. And if there's grace within these waves, they'll bring me home for another day. If there's fortune in these skies, may light shine down, bring the stars to guide. Decides to bear a new truth. You need not ask if I've had a heart for you. Cause I've been crying just for you. Yes, I've been crying just for you. When the wind blows fair, you'll know it's true. That I've been crying just for you. Oh,
after Hugh Morrison came Sue Spencer with A Great Big Sea Hove in Long Beach from her album North Shore. Then came Tiffany Schaefer with Road to Lisdon Varna and Morrison's from Terrace Hall. And finally, Andrew D. Huber with Mad Captain from his new album Chasing Time. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Francisco Javier Escobar Tejada emailed, "Hi, dear Mark. I write you from Cordoba, Andalusia, south of Spain." I hope I did that right. I know there's the C-I sound is a th in the northern Spain, but I just realized when I said that Andalusia, south of Spain, I just don't know. Anyone having to correct my Spanish, let me know. I want to write you for some reasons. I want to say hello and to be thankful with you for your wonderful podcast and say I am proud of you. I hear you every day. I listen to your podcast when I go to work. I'm a teacher and the school where I work is 80 kilometers away. Believe me, I am a Celtic musician here in the land of flamenco music. Yes, there are many Celtic musicians here as well. I am a whistler and a boron player and have a band called Celtia. Two boys and a girl between 15 and 35 years old. We are not the only band in the city. My band knows new musicians and songs thanks to you and your podcast. Your podcast is an excellent resource. We enjoy it a lot, and you are almost our muse. Hehe, this is a joke. We invite you to visit us, perhaps in our Irish Fla in Caceres every October, and of course, to know Cordoba and its impressive Celtic culture fans. Thanks a lot for your music, which I use with my pupils, and your podcast. We also wanted to encourage you to speak at some point about Spanish Celtic music, Spanish independent bands such as Ambulus Lusania, Irlandesa, Carrion Folk, or Revendale. Just dig a bit, and you will find many surprises in Spain as well. Best wishes, your friend. Thank you so much, Francisco. First, if you haven't done so yet, go check out episode number 206. That is our Galicia music episode. Sadly, I've only done one, and that does not include all of Spain. It's not even totally Spanish musicians. So I would love to get some more. If you want to reach out to a bunch of your fellow Celtic musicians in Spain, I would be honored to put together a show to highlight the Celtic music in Spain in general. That would be really cool. So it's easy to do. All you have to do is email the band, tell them about the podcast, ask them to submit a permission form, and if necessary, send music. But a lot of the times I just end up buying that. So that's it. It does help me if you can reach out to artists. In fact, if there's like a theme and you can pull together like 15, 12, 15 artists, it's very likely that I could do a show on something that you really want to hear. Assuming, again, I have permission from these artists. Just so think about that, whoever you are out there. All right, Alexander Randall emailed, "It works. You played the St. Patrick's Day March with the bookends, and I turned around and went to Spotify and listened to the whole album, then went to iTunes and bought the album. You made $10 for the bookends. Thank you. Keep feeding us rollicking jigs and reels. My only request is to minimize the overlap between cuts in your podcast so folks can carve it up into pieces and just listen to the favorites over and over. When we like it, we buy. Where is David Clausen of Celtic Stone in Austin? Find him and his hammer dulcimer." Thank you, Alexander. I'll be honest. I'm not going to split up the podcast in that fashion. I prefer running the show more like a radio show without bleeding over too much. There is a fine balance. But since the goal is not necessarily for you to carve it up, I'm not going to, push for that. Mostly, I just want you to listen to the music and enjoy it. And of course, if you really enjoy it, you can still go buy it. But that's probably the best way to doing things anyway. So as for David Clausen, you know, I had contacted him 10, 15 years ago. I was able to get one of his albums up online, and then it just wasn't working after that. So it just never came back together. So I'm sad to say. I do have some of his music, so if there's something you'd like to hear, I might be able to play it on the show. Drop me a line. Finally, I missed a few congratulatory emails from the 500th episode in March. Robert Gabb of the Celtic rock band Bryn Mawr emailed, "Congratulations, Mark, for reaching your 500th episode. Keep up the good work. It's always a pleasure listening to the show. All the best." John, Trix, Karen, Jennifer, Felicia, Mike, and Daphne of the Homespun Kaylee band said, "Thanks for spreading Celtic music farther and wider, and we look forward to the next 500 episodes." And finally, Sabi emailed, "Of course, I would like to congratulate Mark on his success with the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I wish him all the best with his projects and always a happy song on his lips. Best regards from Germany." Thank you all so much for the congratulations. Thanks, everyone, also for all the feedback. I really love the feedback, as you well know. So we're going to continue on with an artist that was recommended via feedback, and that is Robin Hugh Bowen. He is a Welsh Celtic artist, and he has a band as well, and I'm hoping that they're going to be submitting in the future. Meantime, this is Helfa de Penfro from his album Aeth Inaid. And my apologies, Robin. I have a Irish pronunciation guide, Neil, who provides that frequently, but I do not have one for Welsh. So if you know Welsh and want to help me occasionally to, speak it properly in the podcast, drop me a line. Here's Robin Hugh Bowen. Thank you.
said, now Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm gonna marry Mary so my Mary will take care of me. We're only making Mary when I marry Mary Mac. Now Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. Gonna marry Mary so my Mary will take care of me. We're only making Mary when I marry Mary Mac. Liam dum da da diddly um da. There's a nice wee lass, her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's the girl I'm gonna track. A lot of other fellas wanna get her on her back, and I'm thinking that they'll have to get up early. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. Gonna marry Mary so my Mary will take care of me. We're only making Mary when I marry Mary Mac. Liam num da da diddly um da. This wee lass, she has a lot of cash, she has a lot of brass, and her father thinks I'm gas. I'd be a silly ass to let the matter pass, but her father thinks she suits me rather fairly. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm gonna marry Mary so my Mary will take care of me. We're only making Mary when I marry Mary Mac. Liam dum da da diddly um da. Mary and her mother ganging up a lot together. In fact, you hardly ever see the one without the other. People often wonder, is it Mary or her mother, or the both of them together that I'm caught in? Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. Gonna marry Mary so my Mary will take care of me. We're only making Mary when I marry Mary Mac. Liddy-um dum da da diddly-um da. Wedding day's on Wednesday, everything's arranged. Her name will soon be changed to mine unless her mind is changed. I'm making the arrangements, I'm just about to arrange. Marriage is an awful undertaking. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm gonna marry Mary so my Mary will take care of me. We're only making Mary when I marry Mary Mac. Liddy-um dum da da diddly-um da. There's a nice wee lass, her name is Mary Mac. Hey, make no mistake, she's the girl I'm gonna track. A lot of other fellas wanna get her on her back, and I'm thinking that they'll have to get up early. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm gonna marry Mary so my Mary will take care of me. We're only making Mary when I marry Mary Mac. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. Gonna marry Mary so my Mary will take care of me. We're only making Mary when I marry Mary Mac. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. Gonna marry Mary so my Mary will take care of me. We're only making Mary when I marry Mary Mac. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My mother's making me marry Mary Mac. Gonna marry Mary so my Mary will take care of me. We're only making Mary when I marry Mary Mac. Liam dum da da diddly um da.
Ohonyari shimori vindan agmi fafin asmin chintran ure abohyan arai moliona savi mi bio. Strohan drasta na chrobim par aglis aglar sach sahen neadan skuni injin buadan na mai jinu. Yeah.
Stand by the shore, follow they will not.
After Robert Hugh Bowen came Matt Hughes with Mary Mac from Alba Go Bra. It's a brand new CD he just released of Scottish music. I think he actually released like two or three albums. I know there's at least two. The second one is he did one album of Scottish songs, another album of Irish songs. So you can follow him and find him at matthughesmusic.com. Then came Ira with Unraveen Dunn. That's from their album Ira. Then they homespun Kaylee Band with Rob Roy McGregor and the Fermoy Lasses from Home with the Homespun Kaylee Band. And finally, Elizabeth Sutherland featuring Lynn Devine. That was the Sky Boat song from Four Streams. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. Because of your incredible, kind, and generous support, this show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation and promotion and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. A super special thanks to our newest patrons, Jennifer Ward, Emilia Lindley, and Solas. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. And if you want to join me on a Celtic Invasion vacation, go to celticinvasion.com. You can join me in the meantime until we go to actual Scotland next year. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. Gaelic Storm has a new digital album that was released. It's a One for the Road St. Patrick's Day mixtape. And they are releasing a whole bunch of songs they recorded during the quarantine. This is The Irish Rover. Here's Gaelic Storm.
And in the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. And we were sailing away with the cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. It was an elegant craft, she was rigged fore and aft. And oh, how the trade winds drove her, she had several blasts. 27 masts, and we called her the Irish Rover. And we had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of stones. And we had 3 million sois of old plain horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million dogs, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million bales of old nanny goat's tails in the whole of the Irish Rover. And there was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from County Tyrone. And there was Johnny McGurk, who was scarce to for work, and a man from Westmeath called Malone. And there was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man Mick McCann from the banks of the Band was the skipper of the Irish Rover. Sailed 7 years when the measles broke out and the ship lost its way in the fog. And the queer of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And then the ship struck a rock. Oh Lord, what a shock! It nearly tumbled over. It turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
The little bird. Watching the sea foam on the waves, there was a little mermaid. She had a gilded tail. She rode on a leviathan more grand than any whale. One day she sought an alchemist of devious command to turn her into human kin and walk upon the land. She smiled at the mermaid and took away her fins.
replaced it all with biotech of gears and wire and skin. The mermaid hid it neath her gown, and never did she sway. She danced at balls with princes, though her feet felt cramped and frayed. The little mermaid, the little mermaid, the little mermaid, watching the seafoam on the waves. And then she saw an air balloon, the sight didn't make her steam. She went back to the alchemist to get a pair of wings. Her wings were sewn of silver and welded to her bones. She grinned and bore the pain of it to soar above the stones. Lenses, quite the mermaid's prize. Her hair she gave the alchemist for tentacles so strong. Her tongue she trayed at altar for a flute of purest song. There was a little mermaid. The little mermaid. She was so changed from before. So to this day she dwells upon the rocks above the sea. And no one now remembers what a harpy used to be. The little mermaid. These hands, they're falling from you.
the night comes falling down.
After Gaelic Storm came Wakefire with The Little Mermaid from Midnight Circus, then Follow the Crows with As the Night Comes from West to East, and finally, Tua Dea released a brand new single, The Black Douglas. Hoping I'll get a story about that for the Pup Songs and Stories in the weeks to come, so stay tuned for that. If you enjoyed this week's show, please share it on social or with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is about building a diverse Celtic community and helping these kind and generous artists. So if you heard music you loved on this show, buy their albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow the artists on streaming, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And every week you can get Celtic music news in your inbox. This is the Celtic Music Magazine. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. All right, we're going to finish up the show. I was at Sherwood Forest Fair at the end of April. I was in Austin, Texas. It was the same time as the Texas Scottish Festival. I was booked, so I didn't get up there, but it sounded like a spectacular event as well. But I got to meet Matthew Young and got to jam with him. We had a few sessions, and I got some of his music for the podcast. This is I'll Tell Me Ma and Britches Full of Stitches and the Kerry Polka from his brand new album, Here's to Dear Old Erin. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be back again next week to put you to sleep. Sláinte.
The girls alone. They pulled me hair and they stole me comb. Well, that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's a court in a 1, 2, 3. Please, would you tell me who is she? Well, Albert Mooney says he loves her and all the boys are fighting for her. Knocking on the door and ringing on the bell, saying, oh, my true love, are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Ginny Murphy says she'll die if she doesn't get the fella with the roving eye. I'll tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled me hair and they stole me comb. Well, that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a court in a 1, 2, 3. Please, would you tell me who is she? Let the wind and the rain and the hail come high and the snow come a-traveling from the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie and she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma when she goes home. Let them all come as they will, for it's Albert Mooney she loves still. I tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull me hair and they stole me comb. Well, that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She is a court and a 1, 2, 3. Please, won't you tell me who is she? Well, I tell me ma when I go home. The boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull me hair and they stole me comb. Well, that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a court and a 1, 2, 3. Please, won't you tell me who is she?
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy, Kilt Father. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher through our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.